Welcome to the Beauty Files. I'm Juanita. I'm so glad you can join us today. Happy Friday. It's a beautiful, well, where I am, it's raining, but it's fall, and that's one of my best times of the year. We have a show that I think you find very interesting. One of our guests is running late, and so we're going to have to switch her. We have our lovely resident Everything Med Spa, Kelly Sullivan. A lot of you have requested that she come back on the show. So per your request, I have Kelly Sullivan on standby. And hopefully later on today, we're going to be joined by Dr. Sharon Oddie. She heads up a program called the Beautiful Women Inside and Out Expo, and that's happening at the Omni Shoreham Hotel. And later, we have an interview with a wonderful person. Her name is Ade Hassan, and she is the CEO of Nubian. Let me make sure I got that right. Where am I? See, this is live TV. Nubian Skin. It is the most beautiful collection of lingerie for women of color. And when I say it is for women of color, you ever see or you ever go someplace and you see someone that say that they have skin tone or they have a lingerie that's your skin tone, and then when you put it on, it's not your skin tone, me being a woman of color? Well, Ade Hassan's line, Nubian Skin, is a wonderful collection of true skin color lingerie, all things beautiful for that beautiful silhouette. So she's going to be joining us later on, and you're going to love her accent because she's from the UK. I wish I could talk like that. I'm from the UK. I take a spot of tea. I wish I had her accent. It's so beautiful. But without further ado, Kelly Sullivan, welcome back to the Beauty File.
Thank you.
Okay, so everybody's calling for Kelly. So, you know, I'm just like, they ain't calling for me, they calling for Kelly. And if they ask for it, I'll give it to them. So people want to find out. I know you sent me out a flyer or an email, rather, and it said October specials. It says Peekaboo Surprise October specials. So
yeah.
What should we start looking for now as the months are starting to get colder? And, you know, people are trying to get their skin better and their bodies better. What suggestions do you think that one should start seeking out from you or from Nivica Med Spa?
Well, fall is one of the times that I really like to push for people to start working on their skin. You know, the summer months come, you're in the sun, we don't want to do anything too aggressive or more maintaining during the summer months. So when we get to the fall, it's really time to, you know, ramp up your treatments, get skin moving, and look at doing laser treatments for specific problems that you have. You know, the pigmentation, hyperpigmentation, sun damage, lax skin, all of those, doing some aggressive microdermabrasions and chemical peels will help really start moving off that dead cell layer and stimulating the skin underneath to, you know, increase the glow. And then we look at targeted treatments like the Fraxel or Genesis or vascular laser, whatever the individual issue is that we're looking for. And what we try to do with this October special is make it so that we weren't kind of directing you to only getting a special for one thing, but we're doing a neat little different type of a thing where you come in, you pick out a candy, and on the bottom of that candy, you get a coupon. You can get 10 to 20% off your service. And you can use it for that service that day, or you can use it if you know that you want to do a Fraxel and you know that's a bigger ticket item. You can save it as long as you use it within the month of October. So it's really pretty cool because you're getting to kind of gear your discount to what you want to have, which is nice. We also have, and I don't know if you got it, we're doing a special Halloween day. We're doing a one-day event where you can come and get a VI peel, which is a more aggressive peel, at a really incredibly reduced rate. Some of our PCA retexturizing peels, again, at a reduced rate, and 30% off of all our skincare products, our home care products, which complement everything and kind of give you the whole complete rejuvenation system.
So now, for those people who don't know what the VIP treatment is, Take us into a day of I come in, I get that treatment. What am I getting done to my body or to my face or both?
Well, it truly depends on what the individual wants or what their needs are. A lot of times people don't know. They read about certain things and they come in and then start seeing everything we have to offer, and you can tell they're just a little overwhelmed. You can do a consult. We don't charge for our consultations, where you can meet with either myself or the esthetician or one of the other RNs or Dr. Patel. And at that point in time, we can look and address everything and come up with a treatment plan. So if your skin having a lot of pigment is the issue, but yet we see that, you know, kind of getting everything moving together is going to help that, we may suggest going a little bit more towards one road versus another so that you get the best end result and put it in such a way that it's methodical and you see improvement and it's not surgery. So it's not like you have downtime. It's not like you can't go on about your business, but we want to make sure that you're seeing improvement as we go along. The goal is through the fall and the winter months is really to fix, repair, really kind of hit it hard. And then during our spring, summer months, we're more maintaining. That's how you're going to keep, you know, looking young and looking good and your friends wondering what you're doing.
Oh, wow. So should one actually come in and say, for instance, I wanted to get, like, several different treatments or yourself or one of the other estheticians or even Dr. Patel will come in and they'll, you know, they say, okay, you need this, you need that, you know, maybe you need, should I get all of that done at one time or, you know, would that put too much stress on a person or their body?
It depends on what we see and what we want to do. Of course, skins of color you can't be as aggressive with because you have to worry about hyperpigmentation that happens as a response to getting something done. So it really kind of depends on what your skin is like, what you're looking to improve, you know, just the overall thing. And I think the nice thing about going to someone who has been working in dermatology or working in the aesthetic field for a long time is that they can kind of break it down and answer your questions because, you know, your friend may have had Fraxel and you think that's the best thing for you, but when I look at you, it's kind of like, well, if we do some microdermabrasions, get the dead cell layer coming off and moving, then you're going to get a much better result with a Fraxel because your absorption of it is better, your healing of it is better. So it's a matter of really looking, and everybody's so individual. It's not, you know, we don't do cookie cutter. We don't do everybody that comes in gets this or everybody gets that. You know, it's all kind of what is needed at the time.
Oh, wow. The number again is 1-888-627-6008. You're listening to The Beauty Files with Juanita. You know, a lot of people I've seen these different techniques, and they promise that they will, I guess, the laser type of treatments, and they're promising that they can tighten your skin. But I just got a really interesting tweet. Someone asked, Can this process or can this procedure be used for, I guess, varicose veins? And I'm going to say no, but I'm going to let you answer.
Varicose veins are, we don't do those there in the office. That's better served by somebody who does vascular stuff like the vaser or the vein centers, things like that. There is, you know, where they'll evaluate and they'll do a sonogram, and they'll be able to look and make sure that you don't have deeper vein issues that are causing leaking, which, of course, then in turn causes some varicose veins. So, you know, to go and even just do sclerotherapy, if you're not fixing or addressing the issue that's kind of causing some of that to happen, you're kind of chasing your tail. It's better if you can kind of go to someone who's very targeted for that. There are lasers. I worked with a vein doctor, and there is a laser treatment that they do that closes up and then can pull out and remove those big chunky veins. And it's amazing. That, in addition to doing some laser treatments of the tiny veins that are at the surface of the skin, which we can do. We can absolutely do little tiny, you know, surface things that are on the skin with the laser. But we can't do the deeper varicose veins.
Okay, so let me ask you this, Kelly, because I know a lot of people, you know, will say that it's too much you know, how much is too much? Like, I'll see someone and I know that they had a bad Botox, or they had so much Botox that they now cannot, you know, not smile. They can't smile anymore, or they got this weird eyebrow thing going on where they look mad or whatever. Do you take someone by the hand and say, "Sweetie, you got too much going on with the Botox," or you don't need any more done? Because I can see someone coming into you and they have just gotten this procedure, and then they come in like the very next day because they don't think, you know, everybody's saying they look fabulous, but, you know, is there such thing as just overly doing it, or someone is just like overly wanting to change their face or their bodies or whatever, and, you know, with you done everything that you can?
Yeah, I mean, you're always going to have extremes.
Right.
I tend to be, and I think Dr. Patel is the same way, a little bit more on the conservative side, because you can always add to, you can always do more.
Right.
When you're first not knowing a person and how, you know, one of our biggest issues with Botox is, like you say, the brow, the crazy brow look. A lot of that is a function of your muscles. When we stop muscles moving in one spot, then a muscle in another spot might hyperreact, so you get that arched brow. Sometimes we don't treat for that ahead of time because it's not always a given. And then we just bring the person back in 2 weeks. We might have to put a little bit in, and that goes down to education. A lot of people will say, "I got that crazy brow," and I, you know, my first question is, did they offer to fix it for you, or did they explain to you why it happened? And no one knows. They just assume that's what happened to them when they get Botox, and that's what's always going to happen to them.
Exactly. I assume that. I assume that that's going to happen, you know, and now you've dispelled that.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, no, there's, and same with filler. There are patients. You know, I have one who is a very dear friend who I finally had to say to her, fillers and injectables are not going to do what surgery does, and that's ultimately what you probably need to have done and what you want. They're just not going to do. It's kind of like, you know, asking a vacuum cleaner or a broom to do what a vacuum cleaner is going to do. It's just, it's kind of a nice thing to keep you looking good, keep you looking young. But if you're a person who you really want to be pulled and you want to lift and you want to this and you want to that, it's not going to do all of those things. It's not surgery. And I think, again, it goes into the education process. Once you educate them, then you set the boundaries, you set up the expectations. So I think that's very helpful. A lot of these girls don't get educated, and they just kind of keep thinking, "Oh, okay, well, if I put a little bit more here, then it's going to do this." And that's not always the case.
Yeah, that's what I'm thinking, too, because I just learned that Juvederm can give you, like, higher cheekbones or you know, increase, you know, make your cheekbones look better. But, you know, there is a such thing that I'm thinking, too, Kelly. Like you said, education is so important. But there is a such thing as overly doing it or overly thinking that you know what you want instead of listening to the experts and letting them tell you what you should have.
Yeah, and that's a matter of, you know, again, during our consultation, when I take a look at someone, a typical example is they'll come to get their NL folds done, the little smile line. But when you look at a person and you see that they've lost volume in their mid-face, in that cheek area, no matter how much you chase those lines and try to fill those lines, you're still going to have that sag there, which is still going to hyper-expose those lines. So if you go with some filler in that cheek or do a mid-face fill, you're going to lift, and a lot of times that alleviates the line that's there. So it's a matter of looking at his skin and then showing the patient what, you know, what it's going to do. If we put the filler here, it's going to do this here. You know, of course, we're injecting. It's not a machine, so there is no 100% guarantee. But,
right,
you know, anybody who's properly trained pretty much has an understanding of if you put something in one spot, it's going to do something else somewhere else. So it's just
right,
a matter of having that eye to look at it and decide what is best needed.
Yeah, because no one, you know, I'm telling you, ladies, you know, we as women, we need to embrace the fact that, you know, we do have imperfections. We do have, you know, nothing is perfect, or we should not, you know, assume that, you know, this particular type of procedures is going to make you perfect. I mean, it's an enhancement. It helps you out. It's like, you know, giving you that nudge, you know. It's like, you know, because you don't want to keep getting stuff done and you coming out looking like something from Batman. I'm talking about the Joker. Because yeah, I've seen that too.
And that's not that something, and that's not necessarily that somebody doesn't know what they're doing as much as what your own muscles do in response to the Botox. You know, if you're trying to stop the number 11s in the middle,
exactly.
You know, what those muscles do on the outer part when you stop the inner part. So that's,
and if you have someone like Kelly who is telling you what you should and what you should not do, you know, I think we as people that are the consumer who want to embark on this, listen to the professional. It may be something that you may not want to hear, but they are the professional. They're the person who took the training, and they're telling you, no, I don't think you should do this. No, I don't think that's going to erase that. No, I don't think that if I inject this, it's going to make you 50 pounds lighter. I don't think that's going to happen, mm-hmm. sweetie.
Yeah, I think the biggest part of the aesthetic and the biggest part of my daily thing is setting expectations of, you know, what something is going to do versus what it's not going to do, and, you know, the gray area in between. We hope to get response. We hope to, you know, always be 50% better. But, you know, again, it's not surgery. It is something that you also want to kind of go into where you don't all of a sudden look really different, where people are wondering what you did or they're kind of a little awkward about how you're looking. You want it to be natural. You want it to be a natural progression that you always look good. And when you are getting to that 50-year-old or whatever it is, 60 or that milestone birthday, that they're kind of wondering, how come you still look so good?
Right, exactly. And it ain't just all about, well, I'm not going to say that because I know my mom's listening. So anyway, Kelly, you are amazing. You know, you always give us the best information about our injectables and all the new different things. And I'm going to have you on again next month because I'm doing a show about, you know, what I want for Christmas. And this is something that a lot of people would want for Christmas. And before I let you go, tell us about the October specials, or, you know, what we can do, like as far as we'll go on NivicaMedSpa.com, mm-hmm. but you have some October specials as well.
Yeah, also like us on Facebook, because whenever we send out an email, if you're not on our email list, we also post them to our Facebook page. So that's always a good resource to look at and be able to see, too, the actual specials we have. So what we're doing is we're basically doing the pick-a-boo surprise. So we're not targeting one treatment or one thing that's on special. We're allowing you to pick a prize, basically, and that will have, we have 10 to 20% off within that bucket. I will tell you, we have a couple that are 25 and 30% off, kind of not as many, but we do have a couple of those. And you can use it that day, or you can use it in the future. It has to be used within the month of October. So that's our whole month specials. On October 30th, we are doing a one-day event where we even have a little bit more kind of really great specials. It's a Halloween event we're going to do. We're going to have a little treats. It's, you know, kind of going to be fun. It's going to be festive and come in and have some snacks and some treats. We're doing chemical peels as low as $79. We're doing VIP peels for $139, 30% off skincare products. If you're not able to attend that event on that day, you can call and purchase a gift certificate for one of those treatments at that specialty price during that time frame that you can use within the next 2 weeks. So we don't want to limit to who can only come at that particular time and that particular day.
Kelly Sullivan with NivicaMedSpa.com. Thank you so much for joining us today. And I understand we have Dr. Sharon Audie with us, so I'm so excited to have her on, coming on soon. But Kelly, you've been great, and again, that's NivicaMedSpa.com, or you can call them at 410-451-4440 and get a chance to check out their website and get the Pick-A-Boo surprise, where you can get 20, 25%, maybe even 35% off your next procedure. Kelly, thank you so much for being a part of the Beauty File.
Oh, you're so welcome. And don't forget to like us on Facebook, and that way you can get the specials without even going through all the other steps.
Like them on Facebook, and you get those, and you'll know what's going on the next month or the months to come. Coming up next, we are going to be talking about the Beautiful Women Inside and Out event that's happening at the Omni Showroom on November 1st. I encourage you to stick around. We'll be right back. We're getting our guests. The Beauty Files with Juanita. I am Juanita, and thank you for continuing to listen to the show. That was Kelly Sullivan with Nivica Med Spa, and they got a lot of great things going on at the new location in Crofton. It's a beautiful, beautiful place. It's like a resort kind of thing where you want to, you know, get your resort on. So I encourage you to go and check them out and check out those October specials. Dr. Sharon Audi, I've known her for a while. I met her because she was working on a project prior to what she's doing now. She is just the most fabulous, positive person. And yes, I am prejudiced because I love her to death. But she is doing a event at the Omni Shorm Hotel in Washington, D.C. on November 1st. And it's called The Beautiful Woman Inside and Out. And it's about inner beauty, outer beauty. It's about embracing empowerment. And without further ado, Dr. Allison Audi, Dr. Sharon Allison Audi, welcome to The Beauty Files.
Thank you for having me, and thank you for such a kind words. We have known each other for a minute. We can't tell how long because, you know, we both 21. But we can't tell how long.
Exactly. I just had a birthday, and I just turned 21 again.
There you go, and again and again.
So tell us about this event. This looks amazing. It looks like there's something for any and everybody to participate. And the best thing about it is that it's empowering.
Mm-hmm. You know, Juanita, all of our attendees say that they have never been to anything like Beautiful Woman Inside and Out. We've been doing this event now about 3 years. We take it to different cities. I am in Maryland, D.C. area, so of course I have to always be at home. And so it is a day that will blow your mind. We're the only conference that I know that says 100% money-back guarantee if you are not wowed. It is women come together of all age groups. We even have a teen program called Becoming a Beautiful Woman Inside and Out, where we impart self-esteem. We give etiquette lessons. We actually find in one of the best etiquette teachers in the country, and we teach them about skincare. We talk to them because they want their little lip gloss. You know that. So we talk to them about makeup and making down, and we talk to them about first impressions, cell phone etiquette. But we take these young girls and say, hey, we want you to be beautiful on the inside and out and grow into womanhood. And then we have our Beautiful Woman Inside and Out, which is our program for adults that's just ridiculously off the chain, leading experts in hair care, fashion, makeup, everybody on the stage equal, because I'm a physician. And so I really deal with health and relationships and wellness. But you know what? I really don't know what I need to know about makeup application, skin care, hair care. Right. They're experts in those fields. And so I bring them together. It's not a health fair. It's a ridiculous over-the-top day, where women do have tears of joy, laughter, meet new friends, but also have things that take them to the next level in their personal and professional life.
You know, what I find, Dr. Sharon, is that a lot of women, including myself, we find it hard to make time for ourselves. We're trying to please everyone else and everyone else around us, and we neglect ourselves.
You know, that will preach all day. And I tell people all the time, I cannot be a good Dr. Sharon if I'm not a good Sharon to Sharon. So if we don't take time for ourselves, you know, we will take our husband, our boyfriend to the doctor's office and won't go ourselves. We'll take our kids to get their hair done, a haircut, and we won't go ourselves. It really is you taking a little bit of time just for yourself to relax, to breathe, and to be around other positive women in an environment that really charges you. I can't say enough. Yes, our speakers that are experts in beauty industry and fashion, yes, they're going to talk about the areas, but all of our speakers are handpicked by me, and they all are going to deposit something in you outside of beauty, but something in you, something positive in the attendees to say, hey, you can go on. You can do it. You can get to the next level of where you want to be.
Now, you said you had some experts, and I looked on the website, and I encourage you guys to definitely check out the website, and we're going to give some information about that as well. But what are your experts? Like, give us some names of some of your experts, and what do they have to offer the attendees?
We have, for instance, our fashion stylist, who's been in every major magazine ever, is Wendy Bryant-Gow. She's coming in from North Carolina. Her areas of expertise are for you to be in your office, take your kids to a soccer game, or go to a gala, and how you pull it all together and what works for you, working within all types of budgets. That's her area of expertise. We have hair care expert and celebrity stylist Rosalind Rowe, who is in Silver Spring, Maryland, and she comes in and talks about healthy hair, whether it's natural hair, whether it's whatever you're going to do, the basis is healthy hair that is beautiful and strong. So, again, back to the beautiful inside and out, and does a lot of demonstrations and what to do and what not to do. We have Keith Harley, who is also a hairstylist in the area, and I tell Keith Harley all the time, you really don't talk about hair, beautiful woman. You really are on a mission to empower women. And so he talks a lot about women stepping up and stepping out right, and
wow,
how you can really deal with some things inside. That, and when you deal on the inside, that does manifest on the outside. Personal trainer MacArthur James, who has trained professional athletes from local to national, football, NFL, he comes talking about personal fitness, not that you need to run a marathon, but that you can take one step and do something, and this is how you sculpt your body. And the list goes on. Kim Lee, celebrity makeup artist, BET lead makeup artist, is one of our experts. She is there to talk about makeup and how to apply, but we have to follow that up with excellent skincare. So you have Jermaine Williams, who's an anesthetician and a great skincare and health expert, who talks about how to take care of your skin. Those are just a few of the experts that we bring. I say that I bring in a team, and then we have other makeup artists that are doing our makeovers, hairstylists that are doing some hair things, stylists. And so we have a team that's multi-layered, and certainly we have our headliners, but we have, from the time you hit the Omni to the time you leave, you will be wrapped up with experts and people that really are here to take care of you and make it a good experience. I know I went on and on and on with that, but
oh,
I get
no,
so excited.
Please. Yeah, I can, and I love the excitement, and I love to hear the fact that you are excited because, you know, if you weren't excited about what you're doing or what your cause
mm-hmm.
is, then it's like, why would I want to go? But I
mm-hmm.
am dying. I can't wait to see it,
mm-hmm.
and I'm sure
please
that our
have
audience...
Please go to our website, check out our videos, but also listen to what the women are saying. I have women writing me every single day. This is no joke, and this is even from events that we've done 2 years ago. Women are saying how empowered they were, the information that they received, but also, Juanita, just that they were made to feel special. The other aspect of Beautiful Woman Inside and Out is that we give away tens of thousands of dollars in gifts. We do.
Oh,
this year, I've made my staff and tasked them. We're giving away a flat-screen TV in addition to St. John and some of the other designer things, but we are just going to push the envelope further and further.
Yeah, I saw one of your videos, and I saw this lady. She jumped up and
yes.
she said, "This purse is mine!" And she, you know, she ran up, and I saw one lady who kind of smiled because she was getting her eyebrows done and her nails done.
Mm-hmm.
And that's, you know, it's so important to feel or to be able to stand tall sometime because
mm-hmm.
there's so many different things, events, people, whatever. They're always
mm-hmm.
trying to squash you down.
Mm-hmm.
But it's so nice to feel that you can stand tall. And I have a feeling that this event will make me stand tall.
You know, I just love you so because you have such great insight. Our press release that we released actually about an hour ago, one of my quotes is that women come in, they have to stand a little taller, have a little bit more swagger.
Oh,
and that
wow.
really is it. It is Beautiful Woman Inside and Out. And I've done lots of interviews where people have focused on beauty and what America says beauty is or the world
right.
says beauty is. But really for this conference, we don't define beauty. Beauty is you being the best you can be. And I believe that absolutely every woman and every little girl is beautiful. I really do. But I want it to be on the inside and let it radiate out.
Yeah, and you're absolutely right because we do focus, we're always focusing on the wrong or what's bad or what looks bad
mm-hmm.
for women or, you know, or picking, you know, just chipping away and just chipping
mm-hmm.
the self-esteem away. Well, we really need someone to just kind of throw that self-esteem back up and say, you
mm-hmm.
don't have to be looking like this. You don't have to have
mm-hmm.
all this. You need to be empowered as a woman.
Mm-hmm.
And here's
mm-hmm.
what
and
I'm
to
going
know.
To show you.
Yes, and to know beyond a shadow of a doubt that no matter where you are, maybe you have a few pounds to lose, maybe you do need a filler. I loved your previous guest. Maybe you do need to tweak some things, and we all need to do that.
Right.
But I want you to know and to feel that you are beautiful, because when you know that you're beautiful, other people will know that you're beautiful. When you know that you have self-worth, and yes, we focus on this with our girls, but we have women that must be infused with confidence. And so we really, really bring home this is how we have to work it. And we have to work it and know that we are made by God and we are beautiful and we have to walk into our purpose. And that really is what this whole conference is. We have a Friday night event that's complimentary for all of our registrants called A Beautiful Friday Night with Dr. Sharon and Friends. That is really a girls' party. We have a wonderful time, manicures, facials, all of that, all night. We have a lot of special things coming in for the Maryland area, Maryland, D.C. area. But that's another part and another way that we keep trying to push it. We keep trying to add and to make sure that this is a great event for everyone.
Yeah, because I was going to ask you about the party on October 31st, because I was looking at it, and it just looks like a big girl's pajama, having a great time with your girlfriends, laughing, crying, sharing, whatever. I love that.
Dancing, we're bringing in one of the lead line dancers in the country, and he's going to roll out the beautiful woman inside and out slide at this event. I can't wait to learn it. But again, so we're going to be dancing. We're going to have refreshments. And for this one, I actually decided in Greensboro, North Carolina, our last event, we introduced this, and the women went gaga over it. And so then I decided, well, our young girls did not have an equal event. So we have, and it is October the 31st, so we have our young girls in a separate ballroom with all of these different things that are set just for them, as well as adults. This is a wonderful event for all generations and family, you and your good girlfriend, you and your daughter. And so we're just going to have a blast. When I tell you there is nothing like this event, it's not just because it's mine. I'm actually repeating what now hundreds and hundreds of women around the country have said. And they've said, Dr. Sharon, it was a lot of hype, but you exceeded our hype. And so that's, again, the fundamental thing is women need to have time for themselves. We have the sweetheart package where your man or your child, or I mean your child or someone in your life, can say, hey mom, hey sweetheart, I want to give this to you, and we do special things for them too, and that's called the sweetheart package.
Wow. And I love the fact that you're incorporating younger girls, because you know I'm seeing this now that a lot of the younger women or the younger girls don't have that etiquette or don't know how to be a girl or a young lady, and they're seeing things on television that, you know, kind of make them act a certain way. And I am so glad that you have an etiquette class, or you're showing young ladies how to be young girls, how to be proper young girls, or what it means to be a young girl.
And, you know, one of the things, I am fortunate to have grown up with a very strong father that always told me I was his smart, pretty girl. And, you know, I didn't have to go out and look for affirmation. I didn't, because I got it at home. But what we're finding is that a lot of our now adults are adult women that are looking for love in all the wrong places, in relationships, and in situations that really the journey to that bad situation began because they never felt worthy of love. They never felt that they could do it. They're in a career that they don't like because they felt like they had to settle. I believe if we grab girls young and we tell them, you are bad, you are beautiful, you are great, you can be anything you want, and I'm going to make sure that you have the tools to do, to be, you know, in the White House or your house eating dinner, we're going to make sure that you're equipped to do that. That's what becoming a beautiful woman inside and out is all about, and understanding the journey, but also not preaching to them. Creating a program that they want to enjoy, and also not shying away from things that they like. As a young girl, I like lipstick and lip gloss and eyeliner.
Right.
Well, again, we don't say don't do this and that. We say this is how you do it. This is how you take care of your hair. This is how you dress. This is how you add a little spice and you want to be individual. This is how you do it and not look trashy. This is how you take over a room when you walk in it. So they have actually walking classes that our etiquette teacher does, how to walk the room.
That is so cool, and I'm glad you incorporated the how to, because we want to wear lipstick. We love, as a young girl, I wanted to wear lipstick, but I want someone to show me or tell me, that's a little too much, that's a little trashy. Let me show you how you would look a lot better or a lot more feminine or just a lot more appropriate.
Exactly.
BeautifulWomenInsideAndOut.com is the website, and I will be remiss if I did not ask you the cost, what time it starts, and the location. Now, I've already said the Omni Shoreham Hotel, which is in Washington, D.C., but what is the cost, and can people get tickets, or how do they get tickets?
So, number one, they can call us at 240-467-5858. 240-467-5858, or they can go to our website, Beautiful Woman Inside and Out, and is spelled out, .com, and just explore the website. There, for our registrations, there are three different levels, and certainly we're on Facebook. Let me put that out there. We're on Facebook, Twitter, all of that. So we have our salon level, which is our basic level of registration, which is about $80. And, again, I have to do a sidebar. Our gift bags are worth well over $100. So when you walk in the door, when you pick up your gift bag, you have now paid for your registration.
Exactly.
We do all meals for the day. And Friday night is absolutely free for registrants. So that's salon. Then we have a step up, and that's couture. Couture ladies get an extra gift and a few extra things in their bag, et cetera. Then we have the top of the line diva. And I think couture, and I'm not clear on the prices, but I think couture is like $95. And then you have the diva. The diva is the top line registration. We actually do a makeover with makeup artists, and they have a photo shoot. Additionally, the diva's bag is worth over $225. All levels get raffle tickets for something called the vault, and those are things like a Samsung Galaxy. St. John is in the vault. We are playing with the idea of getting red bottoms in the vault. I've said make it happen, so we may have a pair of Louboutins in the vault. But it is high-end luxury items. And then we have our regular raffle items, which are about $50 to $200. So all of our ladies get raffle tickets, and you can purchase more. But the diva gets, again, more of everything. They have special seating and special designation. And so those are our levels. Our Becoming a Beautiful Woman Inside and Out, it was really important to me as a founder of this to make it affordable for everyone, but particularly for our young girls. So I will be very transparent, as you know I am. We actually take a loss, a big loss on our Becoming a Beautiful Woman, but it's important to me, so I'm happy to do it. Their registration for both days is only $50, and we have about two dozen young girls right now that are on a waiting list because they're waiting to get help and support for even doing that. And so that's $50 for a young girl to experience everything from Friday night on. So those are our ticket prices. We try to keep it very reasonable. And we don't give you a hamburger. You have luxury meals. It is pure luxury the whole time. We are at the Omni Shoreham Hotel, and I have to give a shout-out to the Omni who really believes in what we're doing. We have a ridiculous hotel night rate for people that want to stay of $129 if that's one person in the room or 10. One at the Omni, and you know you've been to the Omni.
Yeah!
You know that's ridiculous. So the Omni is $129 a night. We're telling people, come Friday, take a day for yourself. Make your hotel reservation. I don't care if you live around the corner. Come and be pampered. Put your heels up and have a great time. And so it is the Omni. We start early on Saturday at 8 a.m., and there's a full breakfast, et cetera, and end around 5. Friday night begins at 7 until, because it is a party.
And I will throw this out there as a P.S. Anything Dr. Sharon puts on, I've been to a couple of her events. It's always top of the line. It's you always get more than what you pay for, and it's always luxurious. I am just throwing that out there because every time you throw something or you give something, it is guaranteed that whatever you've paid was not nearly enough.
Oh,
I'm just saying.
Juanita, that is so sweet. That
I'm
is
just
so
saying.
Sweet.
She is the Christian Louboutin shoe woman. She will strut all night with those red heels. This woman has, I can't say enough about her. I love her.
I love you dearly.
I encourage everyone to check it out. Go online, beautifulwomeninsideandout.com. Check her out on Facebook. And I will be there myself with bells on. And I'm so looking forward to seeing you again, my friend.
I am looking forward. I want to make sure that small business owners know that we do have vendor spaces available and authors. Author's Corner is something that we really, really highlight. So we invite the authors to reach out to us and to register for the Author's Corner.
Oh, perfect ending to the segment. Thank you so much, Dr. Sharon. And we'll be right back on the other side. We're going to be joined by CEO of Nubian Skin, all the way from the UK, Adeh Hassan. She's going to be joining me talking about the new line of really true women of color lingerie and undergarment that is really true to color. So I encourage you to stay with us. We'll be right back on the other side. That was Kelly Sullivan of Nivica Med Spa. I encourage you to call Nivica Med Spa at 410-451-4440, and they're located in Gambrills, Maryland. And take advantage of all those beautiful and exciting October giveaways and treats, and no tricks, all treats. And you can also follow them online at NivicaMedSpa.com. Again, that's NivicaMedSpa.com. That was Kelly Sullivan of Nivica Med Spa. I encourage you to call Nivica Med Spa at 410-451-4440. And they're located in Gambrills, Maryland. And take advantage of all those beautiful and exciting October giveaways and treats, and no tricks, all treats. And you can also follow them online at NivicaMedSpa.com. Again, that's NivicaMedSpa.com. You're listening to The Beauty Files with Juanita, and we have such a wonderful guest right now. We have Adeh Hassan, CEO and founder of a wonderful brand of lingerie called Nubian Skin. And I am so excited to have her on the show. One is because we need this. When I say we, I mean women of color. We need this so bad, and she's going to explain why we need it so bad. But have you ever got tired of when you go into the store, ladies, and you picking out like your lingerie, your undergarments, and you look at it, and it basically says it's quote-unquote skin tone, and when you put it against your skin, it's nowhere near your skin tone. Whose skin tone is there they are using? It's not mine. It's not most of my girlfriends. It's not none of my chocolate girlfriends. You know, I put on a dress on, and I'm thinking, okay, it's going to be nude because I bought a nude panty and bra or camisole, whatever, and I see everything. So Adeh is going to be telling us about Nubian Skin. Welcome to the Beauty Files. And let me tell you this, you're going to love her accent. When you go online to the site, she is, I told her this before we got on air, she is strikingly beautiful. She has the most beautiful chocolate skin. I can't say enough about her, but when you go to the website, you'll see what I mean. And they're from the UK, so we're doing a pre-tape with her today. So I am so excited to have her on the show. Welcome to the Beauty Files.
Thank you. It's so exciting to be on here, Anita, and you're very, very kind. But yeah, thank you for having me.
So, you know, a lot of people, and I can say this because I would say that you would be compared to the likes of Iman, because Iman, again, she got tired of having cosmetic lines that say they were for women of color, and, you know, they always make women ashy, or they never made a woman look the way, you know, we hope to see. Do you find the same thing happening with lingerie or undergarments?
Well, I mean, I definitely hope so. I hope this is the start of a trend which, you know, provides more of an offering for women of color, because as you said, before Fashion Fair and before Iman, there was very little that was available for women of color when it comes to makeup, which is ridiculous, right? Because we spend so much money on it. You know, we love our fashion. We love to look good. And so it's unreasonable, but there isn't enough of an offering for us.
Right. And you know, what I like about your line is that we need this so it can help change our silhouette or help improve our silhouette.
Exactly. Because, I mean, you know when you've got, like, that perfect outfit, like you said, you've got that amazing white dress, or you've got, you know, that shirt, which is a little bit sheer, and you're like, oh, I can totally pull off this look. Or maybe it's, like, a, you know, some hot pink shoes, and you're like, bam, this is going to look amazing. Yeah. And then your options are, like, black or beige, or for, if it's hosiery, you know, like, that just doesn't work. And so it's just allowing women to really express themselves through their clothing. And people think that's, some people might think that's trivial, but, you know, as women, we, how we look and how we put ourselves together, it's something that takes a lot of effort and something that a lot of us think about so much. So being able to actually basically put ourselves out there in a way that we want to is so important.
And so what made you decide, I mean, and I'm sure I know what you're going to say, but what made you decide to say, you know, enough is enough? I am so sick of somebody telling me this is a skin tone, a flesh tone color undergarment, and it, I see everything. There's no flesh in it. I mean, I see my black skin on this white or pale looking lingerie.
Right. I mean, you know, as I've mentioned, I think before, it was born out of frustration for me, because like most women, you know, I love to shop. I have a wardrobe, which is probably a little bit too big, you know, it was just a frustration, you know, when it's like cooler temperatures and you want to wear tights and you can't find the right color and you don't want to look ashen, or, you know, maybe in just a professional environment, you know, I've got a shirt and I'm like, I don't want to have to wear a black camisole underneath this. You know, I just want to be able to wear it and like, have it not be an issue. And so I've always, you know, tried to be on the lookout for things. And finally, I thought, I've always wanted to be an entrepreneur. And I thought, you know what, why don't I just do it? Because I know I need it. And I know that there's going to be so many women who need this. And so, yeah, that was how it was born, really.
Wow. And how has the reception, I'm sure it's been amazing, but, you know, I'm sure that you have a lot of women of color, because I was looking at your site, and you have a behind the scenes, and people, you need to go on her site, Nubian Skin. The YouTube behind the scenes, they have all these gorgeous women, but they're not just one skin color. They're from like latte to like dark chocolate, and it's so nice to see that, and so nice to see lingerie that actually complements that skin color.
Exactly. I mean, our models were absolutely gorgeous. You know, they were beautiful women. And you said you can see them on the video. And it's funny, because actually one of the things that I have read up a lot is why women of color as lingerie models are underrepresented. And I remember I was reading an article about that, and I thought, well, you know what? It's because the lingerie doesn't suit them. I mean, if it doesn't, you know, if it's not made of that skin tone, then it's not, you know, it's just not going to look quite as good. And so, you know, hopefully this is a small step in the direction of, you know, even that being more open and more diverse. But yeah.
That is so true, Ade. And before I go, you're listening to The Beauty Files with Juanita. I can't invite phone calls because we're doing a pre-tape, but I will pass on any information, whatever, to Ade. I want to know, like, give me some sizes and tell me about the collection itself. Like, what can we find in this collection?
Mm-hmm. So we've launched right now just with our lingerie, and it's which comprises of three bras. So there's a normal T-shirt bra, you know, sort of the basic of every woman's lingerie collection. We've also got a strapless convertible bra, so for those times where, you know, you've got a little bit of a difficult neckline or a strapless dress, so you can change the straps to fit however you want, or you can wear it strapless. And we've got a boost lace bra, which is a really, really beautiful bra with a lovely nude underling, and then over the top is, you know, a complementary color lace on it. To match that, we've got sort of really beautiful lace bottom. It's kind of a short shape, like a Brazilian, and then we've got a thong, we've got a brief, and we've got a boy short. And so that's the lingerie collection. It's basic, because we wanted to cover the basics, and it starts from a 30B and we go up to a 36DD, and expanding the size range is something we're definitely looking into, because we understand, you know, a lot of women of color are quite well endowed, but we had to start somewhere, and we've started off with the mainstream sizes, because it was easiest to produce. But right. That's what we have for our lingerie. And then towards the end of the year, we're going to be coming out with our hosiery, which I'm so excited about.
Wow.
And that will be tights, just, you know, regular pantyhose and hold-ups as well.
Oh, that just sounds amazing. And, you know, you are coming from the UK. And
yes.
So do you ship worldwide? Will you be able to ship to moi? Because I am loving everything about this. So I want to get my bra. But will you be shipping to us as well?
We do. We ship to the U.S. We ship everywhere. We ship globally. So whether you're in Africa, whether you're in Australia, whether you're in the U.S., we will get it to you. And we've got, usually it's there within 48 hours. So depending on when you place your order, it could be there between 2 or 3 days.
Oh, my God. Because I do have some listeners I just found out from Africa. So you heard her. She says she ships to Africa.
Yep.
So, you know,
you are, we'll get it to you.
And again, that is NubianSkin.com. And, you know, as Ade told us that, you know, she has all the different, I encourage you to look at it first and see what you like, but she has the vast colors that when you put it against your skin tone. And I have to say, you know, I'm just going to throw it out there. When I first saw your line and I saw it come up on my email and, you know, I got so excited. And when I saw the women, I'm like, are they wearing clothes? Are they naked? That's just how close to the skin tone it is.
Yeah.
They got a lot of that. I'll tell you, and I saw that and I said, are they naked? I mean, what's going on? I said, oh my God. And I was like, oh my. It's lingerie. That's the actual color of their skin.
Yep. We did get a lot of people going, hold up a minute.
Yeah, exactly.
And then
it's
they
like,
were
wait
like,
a minute.
Oh, okay, fine.
Right. It's like, what am I looking at this? I'm at a job and I'm looking at this. Oh, they have on lingerie. Okay.
Like, don't open it at work.
And did you? I'm sure you had a lot of fun doing this. You know, just seeing
it
come together.
Yeah, it's been such an exciting process, and it's been for me because I had the vision, and you know, it was sort of, it took longer than I expected to come out, and so I've just been like holding on to this thing, and when I could finally launch, when I started sharing it with people, it's been wonderful, and the response from the different communities of color has been, I mean, that's basically what's carried this, you know. Basically, we had a couple of bloggers. You know, somebody on Twitter pick up one of our pictures on Instagram. And at that point, I think I must have had only about 40 followers. And within a month, we've got over 20,000.
Oh, my God.
That happened because literally, you know, people put this on Tumblr, on Twitter, and the community of color, I mean, especially the black community, literally was just like, this is amazing. And then it started trending. And then it got picked up by the mainstream media, and so I'm just so grateful.
I love everything about it, and I'm so proud to have you on my show, but I'm so happy that you decided that this needed to be done. And you know, not to say, I'm not even going to name the company that has this annual runway show with lingerie. But the sisters or the women of color who are strutting and coming out, and they are strutting, but everything they're wearing, it compliments them because they have great bodies, but it's not like a compliment to their skin.
Yeah.
If that makes any sense. I mean, it doesn't compliment, it compliments their body as far as what it looks like, but it doesn't compliment their skin tone.
Yes.
And this compliments the skin tone. I mean,
yeah,
this is one of those kind of things, Ade, that when you take off your shirt and you want people to see it because it's like, look at this. Look at me. I look fabulous.
And that's what
I want
people.
Right. I want you to look at me. Stare at me. Take a picture of me. I got on something fabulous.
And you know, and that's what, you know, because our motto is empowering women, embracing our color, because that is it, right? Like, skin,
yep.
Whatever color it is, but black skin is so beautiful, you know.
It
brown skin
is.
It's and that's what I want people to go, you know what, I don't have to make do, this is my skin and it looks fabulous and I am showing it off, and it yeah. So that is it for me.
I love that, embracing our color. I love that because, you know, so often we are always, you know, back in the day, you know, being dark-skinned was considered taboo or whatever, and now dark skin is celebrated so much because it's, you know, people are realizing how beautiful that skin tone is. But I love the fact that you say embrace our color. And this line of lingerie really does embrace our color.
Yeah, and I mean, oh, look at Lupita Nyong'o. Look at, I mean, all the beautiful.
Yes.
Oh, just yes. That's all I can say.
And everybody, you know, that we already knew that she is absolutely gorgeous, but everybody's like, oh, Lupita, she's so beautiful. I'm like, oh, my God, we knew she was beautiful when we first saw her, but you all, oh, now you realize how gorgeous her skin is.
Yeah. And, yeah, it's just, black skin just needs to be embraced, shown off, just, you know.
Adeya San from Nubian Skin, which is a new line of beautiful women of color lingerie. It's really skin color lingerie. I am so proud to have you on my show, and I thank you so much for taking the time to do this taping because I know your time is different from ours. So I'm so glad that you were able to come on The Beauty Files with Juanita.
Oh, thank you, and it's been such a wonderful privilege to be here.
Thank you so much. And again, I encourage you to go to NubianSkin.com and check out the new line, and you will be totally amazed and pleased at what you will see. And I appreciate you all listening to the show. And join us for our next show. We're going to be doing the Metropolitan Cooking Show. And as I told you before, we have a special guest. But I'm not going to tell you yet until, I'm going to let you be surprised. So we have a special chef guest that's going to be on the show, and that's our Metropolitan Cooking Show, which is in Washington, D.C. in November. So we'll give you all the information about that as well. But until then, you take care. Bye-bye.